Sales of new homes are up, bucking the downward trend in the larger real estate market. The Census Bureau is reporting a 1.5% increase in sales of newly built homes during August, beating expectations despite an 18.5% annualized increase in the median price to just under $391,000. Higher prices and bidding war fatigue were blamed for a 2% drop in August sales of existing homes. Costco is putting purchase limitations on key household products, including toilet paper, paper towels, bottled water, some cleaning products, but this time it's not because of panic buying. Mark Mayfield reports.
During an earnings call, the CFO didn't specify how many of each item customers will be able to purchase. The new limits on products are being prompted by a different set of challenges than during the beginning of the pandemic when there was a shortage of merchandise. Now, Costco says they have plenty of merchandise, but there are 2 and 3 week delays in getting products delivered because of trucking and the delivery needs of suppliers. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The persistent supply chain clogs are the biggest problem for the entire economy, says Bankrate analyst Mark Hamrick.
The supply chain difficulties look to persist much longer than I think anyone had expected, and that goes back to the original source of the problem, the pandemic.
That's also causing big delays in getting cars repaired. Shops are struggling to get the parts they need, especially body shops. Repairs that used to be completed in about a week are taking twice as long or longer. Cryptocurrencies are taking a big hit after China announced a crackdown on Friday. The government said it wants to root out illegal activity and it effectively banned crypto trading. The central bank said cryptocurrencies must not circulate as traditional currencies. Bitcoin fell 6% right after the announcement, and Ether, the second largest crypto, lost 7%. And the iPhone 13 is now officially on sale, and despite what most tech analysts call just an incremental upgrade, pre-orders are running about 20% ahead of last year's iPhone 12. Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.